Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, 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 this is Bree with the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. I'm just going to go ahead and jump right into the topic because I want to make this short and sweet, or as short and as sweet as possible. I know this is something that you have or are currently struggling with, because I have and am currently struggling with this. This is universal. I think that what I'm going to be talking about today affects pretty much anybody that is trying to walk in their purpose, trying to squeeze the absolute best juice out of life, is trying to just, you know, forge their own path and, excuse my French, get shit done. I don't think anyone is immune. And if you are, then sis, you are the real MVP, because I don't know how you do it, but I know that I'm not immune. And I am positive that many of us are not immune to what I'm going to talk about today. So let's go ahead and jump right into it. Excuse me. I want to talk about 3 signs, and this is from personal experience, by the way, 3 signs that basically are telling you, girl, you are afraid to walk in your freaking greatness. You are afraid to walk in your greatness, the gifts that God has released into you, has put in your belly. You're afraid to just, you know, walk in your greatness and do all the fabulous, wonderful things that you were put here to do. And from what I understand, and from what I've been learning, when we hold on to our gifts, we're not only robbing ourselves, we're robbing the world of our essence. We're robbing the world of our magic. We're robbing the world of our excellence that people are waiting on. They're waiting to hear from you. They're waiting to see you. They're waiting to learn from you. They're waiting to buy from you. I know a lot of us are entrepreneurs, side hustlers, goals diggers, and when we don't embrace, you know, our greatness, when we don't walk in our purpose, we are just doing ourselves and our community a huge disservice. Imagine if you're not starting that business that you're sitting on right now, that idea that you have. Imagine if you just hold on to it. How many lives you think it's just affecting your life? But I've come to find that that's not the case. You're affecting people, again, that want to learn from you. You're affecting people that want to work with you. You're affecting people that you could be hiring a few years from now that rely on income that you are generating based, again, on the great concept, the great mindset, the great skill set, whatever it is, the greatness that you have in your belly that you are just afraid to kind of walk into and release. So that's who I'm talking to today. The dreamers, the hustlers, the side hustlers, the entrepreneurs, the goals getters. You know what I'm talking about. So let's go ahead and jump into it. Again, I'm speaking from personal experience, so don't think I'm just bashing you, because I'm not. But I'm just telling you, sis, I'm here to tell you, like, 2020 is not about wasting too much time. Okay. We think that time is endless and infinite and it's just always going to be around, but for one reason or another, and I'm not necessarily talking about death, but for one reason or another, time just kind of
slips through our fingers and things sidetrack us that are not intentional. So, and that's just going to happen. That's just a part of life. So I feel like we need to be as rooted and moving forward as much as possible, because when those things do come up and sidetrack us, because that's just life, you know, at least we'll be a little more, we'll still be more so on track than had we just completely not been doing what we are supposed to be doing or the things we want to do. And then life hits and then we're really off track. You know what I'm saying? All right. So here we go. So I just have three things and I'm sure there's a million more, you know, so just hear me out and think about while I'm talking your own life and where you are and where you want to be and things you want to do and things you're trying to do and things you haven't done that you know you should be doing. And if, you know, see how these things apply to your life. And even if there's some other things, you know, come up with your own list. But these are three for sure things for me. For me, that I know at least one of these have to apply to you. Okay, girl. All right. So, again, three signs that you are afraid to walk into your greatness. The first thing that I've noticed with myself, this is number one. The first thing that I've noticed with myself is that you half-ass things. Yes, you half-ass things. You don't put your whole ass. You don't put your whole ass into it. That's just so funny. I'm sorry. But you half-ass it. You half-ass things. Like, I know for a fact that I have in the past, even now to this day, I have half-ass things because I'm just like, I'm going to be honest. I'm like afraid sometimes to just to. Okay. So for an example, okay. And I'm honestly embarrassed, but I'm just going to say it because, you know, it is what it is. It's the truth. So one thing you might have noticed with Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast or the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast that I have half-assed on is I have not yet done an intro for this show and this episode and this podcast, not this episode. This podcast has been in effect. I mean, I started it. Oh, I don't even know when I started it. November, was it August of last year? August, no, or was it March? I forget when I started this podcast. But I started it and then I wasn't very sure of myself, so I took a break, quote unquote. Quote unquote, took a break, AKA I gave up and said, this probably is not, I'm not about that podcast life. This is probably not for me. I don't know. I was unsure. And then I came back with a vengeance. And then I've been podcasting every week, usually on Mondays, but every once in a while things, you know, kind of happen. But I try my best to do an episode every week. What was I saying again? Cause that wasn't the point. Oh, half-assing things, but I have not done an official intro. You know what an intro is? Like when you're listening to a professional podcast and they say, I don't know, you hear the music and you have this voice over say this show is about blah, 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 blah. And you know, Bree Mitchell is an indoctrinated Black woman who ran for president in 2020 and now she sits at home with her 10 kids writing books. You know what an intro is. I haven't done, like I had one kind of sorta that I was just playing around with because I liked it and felt empowering, but I knew that I wanted to have something official. I haven't even done a freaking intro yet in this podcast. I have what, 10, 20 maybe episodes, hopefully 20, 15, 20 episodes, not a intro yet. So literally half-assing this because I'm still like, you know, why don't just like, you know, half-assing it, just like not going the full, just going completely hard in the paint because I still have hangups, you know, about greatness, what that means to me. How that looks, how that makes me feel, what, you know, all of that. It's greatness. Greatness is scary AF. Okay. I don't know what you heard, but I have come to the understanding that being great isn't always just this magical thing. It comes with a lot of, it can be heavy. You know what I'm saying? We look at these celebrities and these rich people and we're like, oh my God, they're so great. Or these athletes. But these people, not all of them, but for the most part, these people are going above and beyond by 1,000,000%. You know what I'm saying? And they are carrying a lot on their shoulders. So I have come to the understanding that being great, like you're in the public eye, you're open to criticism. You can secure the bag and then lose the bag. Like you can find yourself and lose yourself and become this person that you did not want to be. If you're not careful, you got to keep your ego in check. Sometimes when you're great, you've got to support a lot of people. I mean, there's just a lot that comes with being quote unquote great. And I think that's why sometimes we are afraid to walk into that, because it just means a lot for every person. And it might be different for every person, but it's, you know, greatness is a huge word. Okay. So I have half-assed a thing or 50, you know, in my time. I'm half-assing things now. And it's because I think, I'm afraid. Okay. I'm afraid. So just know that, I know that I have half-assed on some things in regards to BGSC, because I am just keeping it real. I am afraid. Okay. There's just no other way to put it. I'm just being serious, okay? And that just being afraid of what greatness is, it just leads to bad habits and other things. So with that said, I am going to find someone that can partner with me to make an intro and make this a little more professional for the 2.0, not the 9.9, for the 2.0. And so there you have it. So if you're half-assing things, you got to ask yourself, why are you half-assing things? What are you afraid of? What's going on? Check in with yourself. The second thing, the second thing I would say that I do is just saying that you're just, I'm putting just in air quotes, okay? I'm just a black girl. I'm just a regular black girl. You know, I'm not doing anything too magical, or I'm not doing anything too great. You know, I'm just doing me. Oh, you will adjust myself to death. You know what I'm saying? And you downplay yourself when you say, I just. Oh, you know, I just run a little business. I just... You know, I'm just a regular black girl. I mean, yes, we are regular black girls. I mean, I get that. But you're not a just. Okay? Especially when you're using it to downplay and hide your greatness. That's definitely something else that I do. And I've gotten checked on that many times. You know, many times.
I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracy Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on black culture. But it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the black experience, from the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracy Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott. These episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Hair care is not one size fits all. At the beginning of my natural journey back in the 2000s, I remember feeling so frustrated because at the time, there weren't many brands even acknowledging type 4 hair. So you had to search high and low for products that even worked. Having a great hair day is possible thanks to Way. My hair is dense with fine strands and it's super kinky, coily, and dry. Found out that part of the dryness was because my conditioner had to fight its way through buildup and hard water. If this sounds like you, you have got to add Waze Detox Shampoo to your rotation. It brought my hair back to life, and now it's forever a must-have. Another must-have for me is Waze Hair Oil. So once my wash and go is dry, I love to fluff and scrunch with Waze Hair Oil, and it makes it feel softer and healthier. You want more volume? Waze has a shampoo and conditioner for that. More moisture? They got a shampoo and conditioner for that too. Spend less time guessing and more time rocking a great hair day with Waze Hair Care. Wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code SELFCARE for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code SELFCARE. There is no shame in needing to rebuild. So I'm in a season of taking back my financial power, and that looks like getting my credit together because having credit is powerful. I'll be making a move next year to another state, and I'm doing what I know to do now so that my credit won't prevent me from being able to rent another home. If you're in a similar situation, one tool I want you to know about is Kickoff, the credit builder that requires no credit check and is super simple to get started with today. Kickoff is a credit line that is just for credit building, not everyday spending, and there are zero catches. You make on-time payments, the credit bureau will see your good behavior, and your credit grows. Sign up in minutes from your phone and start building credit right away. Join over a million people building credit with a Kickoff credit account today. Get your first month for a dollar at getkickoff.com/selfcare today. That's Kickoff without the C. GetKIKOFF.com/selfcare. Special offer applies to new Kickoff premium customers for their first month only. Subject to approval and only available on getkickoff.com/selfcare. Terms of offer are subject to change.
It's hard. It's hard to fully walk into what people see that you do not see. Okay, I understand. It's hard. It is hard to, for people to, like, for example, again, BGSC, Brown Girl Self-Care, it's growing. It's not large when I compare it to other things, other podcasts, other blogs and websites. It's definitely not large. But you know, I'm building something, and it may take a few more years to kind of really, for me to figure out, you know, really what I want this to be, how I want it to operate, who I want to partner with, how I can help BGSC grow and get into communities, because I think that's important, because that's ultimately one of the reasons why I started. But I do downplay, you know, like people will say, oh, you know how to grow social media, and I'm just like, do I really, or have I just been lucky? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like you downplay, and there's nothing wrong with being realistic. Okay, there's nothing wrong with being realistic about, you know, things, skills, habits, you know, what makes you you. That's fine, being realistic, but you have to be honest too. Like, you have to be honest and fair with yourself. You can be realistic, but when you're, there's a difference between being realistic and just completely discarding and downplaying and minimalizing your accomplishments, who you are, what you've done, what you're doing, how you've overcome 5011 obstacles to get where you are today, even if you are not where you want to be, like the woman you are becoming, the people that you help, like I said, the skill sets that you have. It's so easy to downplay, especially when you have, I guess, never been recognized for good things or great things that you've done, or they're kind of like brushed over. So then you brush over them, you know, if it's happened to you. You're not comfortable tooting your own horn all the time. To do so is just like, it's like a huge deal. You know what I'm saying? You don't have that confidence in yourself for whatever reason. And so you downplay and you say, I'm just building a business, or I'm just going back to school, or I'm just, you know, just, you'll just yourself to death. So that's another way that you that's another sign, I should say, that possibly you're afraid to walk into your greatness because you're downplaying every damn thing that you do. Okay. And then the last thing that I would say that I've noticed, is clinging to what is quote unquote safe. That's another way that you're afraid, or not another way you're afraid, another sign that you might be afraid to walk into your greatness, to embrace and envelop, you know, that greatness that's just waiting to burst out of you. You're just holding on and holding back and clinging on to what is safe. You're clinging on to that job that you've had that you know you are not supposed to be there. Now, that I'm not saying that to everybody, but I'm speaking, you know, specifically to someone that is listening and they know that they are not supposed to be where they are right now. All the signs are there, but you are clinging on to that job. You are clinging on to that safety net, or you're in that relationship that you know is not for you. Like, you know, girl, you ain't supposed to be in that relationship, friendship, boyfriend, marriage, otherwise, whatever. You know you ain't supposed to be there, but you there because it's safe. You know, you have someone paying the bills. You have someone sexing you up on a regular basis, but you know that this relationship ain't for you. So it's just like clinging to that, to what is quote unquote safe. And because you're afraid to let go, because you're like, if I let go of this, you know what I'm saying? If I let go of this quote unquote stable thing, I'm going to have to embrace the unknown and really walk into something that I'm just unsure of. So I don't think I'll do that. I think I'll just hold on to this. But it's like when we hold on to stuff, we're not open to new stuff. We're not open to new ideas, new situations, new friendships, new jobs, new businesses, new mindsets, new elevations. Like, we're just holding on to that little thing that's safe, but that thing that's keeping you safe is also keeping you from this amazing thing that you're supposed to be doing. And I'm not saying that you should go out and get a lawyer and draw up divorce papers today. And I'm not saying, and I'm not saying that you need to walk into your boss's office and be like, F you, F this place. I'm done. Peace out. Send my check to my PO box. I'm out. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just asking you to look at your environment. Could even be the place that you're living in that's holding you back because your family's there. You know? But I'm just asking you to open your eyes, even your spiritual eyes. Look, open your spiritual eyes, because some things are not just in the physical, right? But open your eyes and really take a look at what's going on right now. Check in with yourself. See how you feel. And I know that everything is not to be clear. It is not based on how you feel in every situation. But there is something to be said about your intuition or about God's leading or whatever it is that, you know, you're feeling. And just do like a reality check, a gut check, and see if there is anything holding you back. Are there any relationships that you need to just not even if you don't break from them, but do some things need to change? You know what I mean? Like, are there some shifts that need to be made? Are there some conversations that need to be had at your job? Maybe you stay, but maybe you apply maybe it's time to elevate and go from one position to the next. Like, you know you can run that office, or you know you can run that shift, but you're afraid to apply for that new position that's going to bring you more money so you can pay off your debt, open up that business, pour into your child's savings, invest some funds. You know what I'm saying? You're just afraid because it's safe. Like, oh, well, I'm not going to apply because, you know, I'm comfortable with this position. I know if I make a mistake, I won't get fired. You know what I'm saying? It'll be someone else's problem. So I just think that we have signs, and those three were my signs, like I said before, that I've been dealing with for years. Like, it's like, at what point I've made some changes for sure, but I feel like I have to keep analyzing and seeing where my roadblocks are. And I think that it's safe to say that you probably have some areas that you need to do that too. So again, those are my signs that I feel like for somebody, this message is important. You are picking up what I'm laying down and you are so scared to walk into your greatness. Like it is just like overwhelming. That's how scared you are. But I'm here to tell you that you are a bold, amazing, badass, beautiful woman. And you can do it. You can, if you're trying to secure the bag, you can secure the bag. If you're trying to get rooted in your relationship with God, you can get rooted in your relationship with God. If you're trying to, you know, take your business from point A to point B, you can do that. If you're trying to just develop some wonderful habits so that you can embrace this magical, beautiful being that you are, you can do that. But you got to pay attention to those signs. You got to check in with yourself and see where those roadblocks are. You got to sit down and figure out and check in with yourself and find out what is hindering you. Or who, let's keep it real, or who. But ultimately, what is keeping you? What is preventing you? What mindset do you have, or what mindset shifts do you need to help you walk into your greatness? All right. Well, that's it for this week's episode. I hope that this episode has been helpful. I hope that you'll be able to identify some ways that you can embrace your greatness. But yeah, that's it for this episode. I will see you next week with a brand new episode of the show. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you can always email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Oh, and by the way, let me toot my own horn before I go, because I wasn't going to say anything, but I think I will. In case you are not aware, I did launch a candle company that is called Wax and Lather. You can go to waxandlather.com to check it out. Right now, I just have an initial candle offering, but I am building on that. Eventually, I'm going to have other candles definitely available. Right now, I have the affirmation candles available, but I will have other more luxury line candles available. I'll have wax melts. I have room sprays. I will have reed diffusers for like your bathroom that are going to smell amazing. And eventually I'm going to roll out with like soaps and things like that. So that's why it's called Wax and Lather. But I wanted to mention that because sometimes you just got to put yourself out there and talk about the things that you're doing, which is a part of walking into your greatness. So that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have an awesome, great rest of the week, and I will see you next week.